When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors. And for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. Rick is playing Stump the Host. Our mystery songs this week don't really have a theme. Boy, this is beautiful. I'm waiting. Yes, wait, it's also Cole Porter. It's Blow Gabriel Blow. I get a theme. Monday was Cole Porter. Maybe Joey Pals, I love Cole Porter. Thank you, Rick. Happy song. Thank you so much. We've got the Palm Springs International Airport. Daniel Myers here. What's your title over there?
I am Deputy Director of Aviation, overseeing marketing and air service.
Still?
Yes. For over 2 years now.
Yes, I know. Getting busy?
Very, very. Oh. September numbers were great. October numbers were great. November numbers should be really good. Thanksgiving was busy.
Did you email me 7,000 people a day? What did you email me? Some numbers.
Yeah, we sent out a some information on Thanksgiving travel.
That's what it was.
And we're expecting over 7,600 the day before.
Christmas.
Different Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving's over this.
Yeah. Christmas, about the same. Yeah, so we have more flights and just available seats than we ever have
before.
Oh,
I see.
And so it's probably going to be a record year. And with our September numbers came in, we actually matched our total passenger count for all of 2021.
Wow.
And then October pushed us up more. Then, of course, after our last record year is 2019, and I'm pretty sure the way we're scheduled out and the way numbers are going, this year should end as a new record for us.
My goodness. How many airlines do we have?
12.
And what's the other statistic you always give us?
Oh, my gosh. What is it? Over 30 routes in season.
That's
right
it.
Now. Avelo Airlines reached out. They extended their summer schedule and their...
How do you say it?
Avelo.
We always want to say Avelo. Avelo.
Well, they do a rhyme. They say, hello, Avelo.
Oh, okay.
And they were originally... So they're doing Eugene, Ben Redmond, and then Santa Rosa, which is, you know, California wine country.
Yes.
Eugene and Ben Redmond are going to be seasonal, but they were originally going to stop Santa Rosa in April. They just extended their schedule out through June 19th. So we get some additional trips up to Santa Rosa, and it sounds like they might make it year round. So we'll have an option here to escape the heat next summer.
Wow.
Go up and drink some
wine.
And
they have great fares, don't they?
They do. I actually am flying out in a week, and I checked the flight to see what the flight price was when I'm on. It's like still a week out, $69 one way. No, I don't. Of course,
to where?
That was to Santa Rosa.
Gosh.
We're going up with some friends to go go to Guerneville and go see the Corbel Champagne place, because I love champs.
I'll go with you. We'll take the show on the road.
Let's go.
Cost me more to stay here than $69. Are you kidding? So, hello, Avelo.
Hello, Avelo.
Oh, I still got it wrong.
Avelo Jello.
Jello. Avelo. Let me write those all down.
AveloAir.com, I believe, is a website.
AveloAir.com. I have a question. And actually, I can't take credit. We had a couple Joey pals who wanted you to comment.
Okay.
And it's not happening here. The increased incident of on-flight violence in the cabin.
Oh, yeah. I heard a lot of that.
Haven't you seen that lately?
Well, I'm not seeing it much in the news anymore. I think it's calmed down. A lot of it really has calmed down since the mask mandate went away. A lot of people just, honestly, wanted to be big babies and not wear their mask. So they were fighting with flight crews and the flight attendants. It wasn't their rule. They just had to enforce it. It was a federal rule from the government.
Yes.
And so they were assaulting flight attendants basically because they're children.
Yes.
They can't act like adults.
And you know what else the Joey Powell referenced was exchanging seats. People getting mad because they had been asked to change a seat so that somebody could sit with their family. I mean, it just, nobody's being kind.
Well, I know. If you got like a parent with a small child, I mean, come on, let them sit together.
Gosh, yes. No, here, honey, you hold the baby.
I mean, yeah, if you want to take their kid, yeah. I mean, I'm sure the parent would be great, sit up front, have some wine.
And there was, you know what was interesting, and I thought of you, because the other passenger said, I paid extra because I'm long-legged to sit in this seat, and I want the aisle, or mm-hmm. I want the window, or I actually want the middle seat for other reasons. And I don't feel I need to move so that a family can sit together. They should have thought of that. You know how the arguments can be made.
Right. Well, yeah.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah, it is. And sometimes, I mean, the airlines don't, people make the reservation and not reserve their seats, and the airlines don't realize they need to be together until they get to the airport. And so by that time, a lot of the seats are already taken because people have checked in, so they're trying to deal with what's left over and trying to accommodate and move people around. So, yeah, it's kind of nice to be a little understanding. I understand if you pay for a certain seat, you want to have that. But, you know, also a flip side, if the airline tries to accommodate and put families together if they can.
Isn't it interesting how now, Daniel, there's a banned from flying list.
Yeah.
Each airline's creating a you are permanently banned from flying on Santa's sleigh.
Yeah, yeah. I just saw stories or some Southwest flight attendant had a few teeth knocked out by a passenger because they didn't want to wear their mask. And for that, I think you deserve not getting to fly Southwest
That's
anymore.
Ever.
It's unacceptable.
Or any airline, actually.
Or any, yeah, that's unacceptable.
Is that a felony? Is that
yeah,
a criminal? What is that?
I don't know if it's felony or misdemeanor, but I think it's felony because you can get fines, thousands of dollars. You can get time in prison for assaulting flight crews. There's some pretty serious charges that come along with that.
Yes, I think there are. And we'll save that for our legal eagle.
Yeah.
When Robert L. Firth is here. That's a great question for
yes,
him.
Yes, great question for him.
But we don't hear stories. We don't have problems like that here.
I haven't heard of anything here, mm-hmm. and I'm not even seeing the national news anymore. I think it's calmed down because it's pretty much returned to normal, at least how it was before COVID.
When you fly over Christmas, will you have to show a vaccination certificate?
No. You never actually had to show one to fly. Oh. It was different countries or states. Like Hawaii used to have mandates. You had to have it for whatever. If you're going international, you used to have it. But all of them have been lifted, from what I understand. There may be a few countries out there still have some. But
only international, you think?
Yeah. But it's like if you're going from here, Canada, Hawaii, Mexico, you're fine.
Or Santa Rosa.
Or Santa Rosa to get some wine.
That's better than driving.
I've never made that drive, but here the drive up there's like, I hear it's beautiful, but like
beautiful.
8 or 9, 10 hours.
Oh.
I've never driven to Northern California from here, so I don't know. But either way. I guess you could do a road trip on the one.
That's it.
I've always wanted to do that.
What was the movie? Started with an S. Oh, come on.
What was it about?
All about wine country.
Oh. Oh, I don't know.
I'll have to think of it. And it was Pinot Noir and Merlot and started with an S. Come on, Joey Pals. Send it to me out there. Send me this. Sideways.
When we get off the air. Whatever.
That was it.
Oh, sideways. Okay.
So they did it. Somebody sent it to me sideways.
I will remember it when I leave the studio.
But have you seen that movie?
I don't think I have.
Oh, before you go to the wine country. I can't say his name. Virginia Madsen.
Okay.
I'll think of it after we go off the air. All right. What's your advice for Christmas travel?
Christmas travel coming up. It's going to be busy. So, early in the year, we had some issues with the new baggage system. This summer, we actually made some plans and made some changes, and the bag system was put to its first real test with our changes over Thanksgiving. Everything went smooth, I'm happy to report.
Oh, good.
But for tips for people, if they're unsure what they can take, what they can check on in their bag, what they can carry on, or what they can just take, period, they go to TSA.gov.
TSA.gov.
Yes, there is a section called What Can I Bring? They can type in anything from pliers to pecan pie, and it will tell you if you need to check it, or if you can carry it on,
that's
or if you should
great.
Leave it at home. So it's great.
Did you see that kitty cat that was in the baggage?
Yes.
Did you see that, Rick?
I do not they buy were, the story that she said she didn't know was in
I
there.
I can't believe that. There was cat fur. This upset me. There was a little kitty fur sticking out through the zipper.
Yeah.
But when it went through x-ray, there was a cat in there. And it wasn't hers, she said. The lady who owned the baggage, I read.
Yeah, so somebody just stuck it in there when she was in line at checkpoint, maybe. I don't know. I don't buy that.
I don't
How
buy
do you
that
not
either.
Know?
I'm just, you know my kitty cat,
mm-hmm.
Sunny Cool Cat. Oh, yeah, right. He's going to be quiet, stuck in a bag. Now, when I am packing,
mm-hmm.
I have a backstage bag that I've never unpacked all the years on the road. And I open it up, and he seems to know, and he goes and gets in it. Because they seem to know your animals know when you're going to leave.
Our dog does the same thing.
Yes.
He gets
but
real
could
clean.
I shut him in there? I can't believe
no.
that.
There's no way my dog would stay in a bag.
Without
I would know.
Yes.
I would know.
So, to be continued.
Yes.
All right. What else do you want to leave us with? How early do we have to get to the airport?
So typically, if you're checking a bag about 2 hours early, during the holiday rush, especially the days leading up to Christmas, we ask you to be there 2.5 hours early to check luggage. If you're carrying on, at least 90 minutes early, because the Christmas rush, we're expecting checkpoint lines to reach up to 45 minutes. So that's not normal for Palm Springs. So make sure people get there with enough time.
And if we get pre-check or clear.
Yes, you can get through much more quickly. That 45-minute wait is in the standard line. The pre-check and clear gets you to the front of the line and through much more quickly. I have pre-check, and I've never waited more than 5 minutes.
Oh, you'll have to help me with that before
absolutely.
Tyler and I go to Dubai.
You can come out to the airport and sign up
yes,
for pre-check
now.
And clear. Clear now and then
see,
pre-check.
See, I procrastinated yeah. long enough that I don't have to go to India or something.
Pre-check is supposed to start in a couple weeks if they can get everything together, but we'll see. If not, I'll update you when that is. But right now, you can definitely sign up for clear at the airport. Thank you so
Our
much.
Our special guest, Daniel Meyer, Joey Pals. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.